I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively. With that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
How would you like to be on the hot seat live with me, Dre Baldwin, right here on this podcast? If you think you have a challenge, a problem, or something that I can help with in any way through a live one-on-one dialogue that the whole world will hear, go to DreAllDay.com/hot, H-O-T, to fill out the application to be on the hot seat and be on the Work On Your Game podcast, where I will help you solve your problem and handle your challenge. That's DreAllDay.com/hot for the hot seat. The Work On Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by The Mental Handbook, the guidebook to approaching sports and life with a bulletproof mindset. Learn more about The Mental Handbook and get yours at DreAllDay.com/mental. Welcome to the best show in show business, where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected has yet to arrive at the scheduled date and time. On top of that, we throw a huge dose of personal initiative for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for them to happen. Yes, you get all of that together. We combine all of it in one big gumbo. You get the mindset, the method, and the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome today to the show. Give yourself a round of applause. Now stop clapping so you can hear what I'm saying. Today's topic is reality is killing you. Yes, you heard me. Reality is killing you. Not virtual reality, not augmented reality. I mean, reality is killing you in your life right now. Oh, you think you're very much alive. You're alive. You're breathing. You can feel your pulse. You bleed. You breathe. You're eating. You're sleeping. I mean, you're doing all the stuff. Listen, I've discussed this word reality many times on this podcast. There was someone who left a comment on a video that I posted on YouTube some time ago. I don't even remember when the comment was actually posted, but this person left this comment that was telling me, he was basically saying, because of my background, because of certain things that I've been through, because I'm a guy who played basketball and then became an entrepreneur, that I was out of touch with a reality that he saw as real, which is a guy who didn't play sports, who wasn't an entrepreneur, maybe didn't have certain advantages, I believe he was talking about. I don't even remember the specific topic he was discussing in his comment or even what video he was commenting on. But I just remember something that he said in the comment, which is this guy, referring to me, this guy is out of touch with reality because of what I said. And that made me think of this topic here today, because reality, we already know one thing about reality, right? We know reality is relative. I talked about that many times on the show. If you haven't heard me talk about that, don't worry, because I'm going to talk about it in depth here today. And if you have heard me talk about it, I'm talking about how reality, even as relative as it is, it's still killing you no matter how relative it is, because you're not augmenting that reality in the way that it needs to be augmented. And I'm explaining to you exactly how that works today so you never have that problem again. And if there's anything that I have talked about on this podcast that you haven't heard already, and you see what number this episode is, go to DreAllDay/podcast. You can get every number under that number. Yes, I have that many episodes of this podcast. So if you like this one, wait till you go listen to all of them. You need to go take advantage of that while it's available. Again, DreAllDay.com/podcast. Let's get right into the points here today, because I'm going to dive deep into this topic of reality. I'm going to make sure you're ready to take notes. You're ready to think deeply about everything that I'm going to give you here today. You're not going to remember all of it. So if you have something to take notes with, make sure you're taking notes. If you're not used to taking notes on this show, you should get used to it. Point number one, let's define this word reality, which is the world or state of things as they actually exist, as opposed to an idealistic or notional idea of them. Let's say that one more time. This definition of reality says the world or the state of things as they actually exist, as opposed to an idealistic or notional idea of them. So now we got to dive into this definition. We got to unpack this definition of reality, and we got to go to this word actually, because it says the state of things as they actually exist. What does that even mean? How things actually exist? Who determines what's actual and what's not actual? Let's get a definition of the word actual. It means existing in fact, typically as contrasted with what was intended, expected, or believed. Existing in fact, typically as contrasted with what was intended, expected, or believed. So now we got to unpack this definition. This definition of actually, see, this is what I'm talking about when we dive in. So we can really get to the root of what's going on here. This is not top level stuff that I talk about here. This is diving deep into topics that I do on this podcast. If you didn't know, you will know by the end of this episode. Now they say, existing in fact. Now, what does that mean? Fact. How, let's define this word fact. Fact means a thing that is indisputably the case. So now, knowing all these things that we know, these definitions here, that we got a dictionary lesson here so far in this episode, that means, all of this means what? Anything which can be disputed cannot be reality. All right? Because, let's look at that again. Because a fact is something that is indisputably the case. And for something to be actual, it must exist in fact. In order for something to be reality, things must actually exist. Things must exist in fact in a way that is indisputable. That's the only thing to make something reality. It must exist in fact and be completely indisputable to fit the definition of the word reality, which means anything that could possibly be disputed cannot possibly be reality. I'm taking a space there because I want to make sure you caught everything that I just said and rewind it if you need to rewind it. Now, an opinion, ladies and gentlemen, can be disputed, right? If my opinion is Bill Russell's the greatest basketball player of all time, you can dispute that with your own opinion that somebody else is better. We can dispute opinions. Opinions are not reality. However, and this is one of the crux of what I'm talking about here today, so many people have allowed their opinions, especially their negative opinions, to act as reality in their own lives, and then they live their life as if this opinion is real when it's not. We know that an opinion can be disputed, right? An opinion, I can have an opinion, you can have an opinion. Everybody can have an opinion on whatever they think. There's no such thing as a factual opinion, right? An opinion is what it is. It's not truthful. It's not wrong. It's not right. It's just how somebody feels. It's their perspective. It's their point of view. So many people, however, including this individual who left this comment on my video, he was basically telling me that I was out of touch with reality because I saw things at one level and he saw them at a level that was much lower, but I'm the one who's out of touch with reality. That was his justification or his reasoning for why I was out of touch with reality. He was a prime example, which is what led to this episode, of people who take their opinions that are negative, opinions that are worse than someone else's opinion, and they believe that opinion is quote-unquote reality. And then this is worse than them thinking it or saying it or commenting it on YouTube, because who the hell cares? It's that they go and live their lives as if this reality is actually real. They live their lives as a reflection of what they believe to be reality. And this is the thing that's killing people. The reason that this topic, this episode, is titled what it is, Reality is Killing You, is because we are allowing our negative opinions of life to become our realities. Now, knowing that reality is relative, I have my reality, you have yours, the person next to you has theirs, the person you work with has theirs, your mom has hers, your cousins have theirs, your brother or sister, they have theirs, the person behind the counter at the grocery store, they got theirs. Everybody has their own reality, okay? It's all relative. The problem is, and I'm gonna say this again, so I wanna make sure we all on the same page, people take their negative opinions of life in general, things that have not been tested, things that they don't know to actually be true, maybe something that they heard or something they experienced one time and they decide that that just applies to every time or everywhere or everything or everyone in life. These negative opinions that they have, they allow these negative opinions to crystallize as their reality, as what they think, which is people thinking bad things is not a good thing, but it's even worse when they act out these bad things that they're thinking. They take these negative opinions and beliefs they have about life and act them out as if that is the reality and it is indisputable. Reality is only indisputable when it's based in fact and when it's based in actually. It is existing in fact and it is indisputably the case. If it can be disputed, it is not reality. Point number two. So now that we got point number one out of the way, the first thing I want you to get from that, the main thing I want you to get from that point number one is if something can be disputed, it cannot be reality. We just went through the definitions right there. It's not something that I'm making up. These are definitions straight out of the dictionary, Merriam-Webster dictionary. Point number two, opinions, ladies and gentlemen, are based on one thing and one thing only. Opinions are based on perspective. Now let's get ourselves a definition of this word opinion. An opinion is a view or a judgment formed about something that is not necessarily based on fact or knowledge. A judgment we form that is not necessarily based on fact or knowledge, which means the way that we view things in life, our opinions, are based on our what? Our perspective. It's not based on reality. It's not based on anything. It's not based on factual information. It's not based on knowledge. Our opinions are based on our perspective. If I see things one way, if I'm standing on one side of the street and there's a shade from the building, I feel a little bit cold, and you're standing on the side of the street where there's no shade and you're getting direct sunlight, you may feel a little bit hot. Neither one of us is right, neither one of us is wrong. We just have differing perspectives. Now let's get a definition of this word perspective. A perspective is a particular attitude toward or a way of regarding something, otherwise known as a point of view. A particular attitude that you have towards something or a way that you regard something, also known as a point of view, which means what? Now that we know what opinions and perspective are, it takes me into point number three. And this is the most important. This is going to wrap all this up. It's going to tie everything together with a neat bow here. It is not what is that's killing us. So when I say reality is killing you, it is not based on what actually is. That word actually existing, in fact, typically as contrasted with what was intended, expected, or believed, is not what is that's killing you. It's how you see things that is killing you. It is how you are seeing a situation that is killing you. It is your perspective. When you change the angle from which you look at a situation, everything else changes. There was a mayor of Florence, Italy, back in the, I believe it was the 1600s, maybe 1700s, maybe 1800s. I don't even know what year it was. It doesn't even matter. Soderini was his mayor of Florence. He went and found Michelangelo. Yes, the Michelangelo, not the Ninja Turtle, but Michelangelo, the artist, to fix this ruined piece of rock. He had this piece of rock that he had wanted made into a sculpture, but someone had messed with it and kind of destroyed it, and it seemed like there was no one who could fix it because he had messed it up and altered it to the point that no one can make a good sculpture out of this rock. He had basically ruined this rock. And for many years, Soderini, the mayor of Florence, figured there's nothing he could do with it, but someone convinced him that if you go seek out Michelangelo, he's the greatest sculptor around, maybe he can do something with it. So Soderini went and found Michelangelo to fix this ruined rock sculpture. Michelangelo decided that he would make it into the statue of David holding the slingshot. Now, everyone's seen the statue of David. Google it if you have not. If you haven't, it's okay. You don't even need to Google it to understand this story. And Soderini thought, now Soderini, mind you, he's the client. He paid Michelangelo to do this work. So Michelangelo is working for Soderini at this point, even though he's the expert who's doing the sculpting. Soderini came to see the sculpture as Michelangelo was working on it. And as they're looking at it from the ground, Soderini comments, he opines, he shares his opinion that the nose on the statue is too big. So mind you, this is the mayor of a town in Florence telling the greatest sculptor alive, maybe the greatest sculptor in history, Michelangelo, that the nose on his sculpture is too big. He's telling Michelangelo that you did this wrong. This needs to be fixed. Now, what expertise does Soderini have to be telling Michelangelo what to do with the nose? He has zero compared to Michelangelo. None. But what did Michelangelo do? Did Michelangelo do what you might be thinking to do? What maybe I would think to do immediately, which is explain to Soderini, who's the expert here, me or you? No, Michelangelo didn't do that. Michelangelo didn't say, hey, you know, the nose is that size because this is David and this is the measurement. And he didn't do that. He didn't try to make a factual argument. He did not try to go to his, just use his expertise, leverage the fact that he was the expert and Soderini was not, because that wouldn't have helped. Because, mind you, this is the guy who's paying you. You want to keep a good relationship with this individual. You know what Michelangelo did? Since they're on the ground looking up at this sculpture, Michelangelo says, come with me. And he took Soderini up to a different angle to see the statue, up to where they were basically eye level with the head of David. If any of you have ever seen the statue of David with some people around it, you know it's a very tall statue. So he took him up to where Soderini and Michelangelo were looking at it at eye level with the actual statue. And then what Michelangelo had done, he had gathered a little bit of dust in his dust from working on his sculpture, the dust that crackles off of the sculpture, the rock. And then he grabbed a little mallet, a little hammer, and he put his hand over the nose of David and he started tapping on it really lightly. He wasn't actually altering the nose because he knew he would destroy his sculpture if he did any alteration to it. He knew it was done as it needed to be done because Michelangelo, again, is the consummate expert here. But he let a little bit of that dust drop out of his hand. So it looked like, if you were watching him, it looked like Michelangelo was actually doing something to the nose, but he actually wasn't. Now, when Soderini was able to look at it after Michael finished doing his little demonstration, quote unquote, that he wasn't really doing anything to that nose, Soderini didn't know this. Michelangelo stepped back, stands next to Soderini and says, "Okay, I altered it a little bit, as you said. What do you think of it now?" And Soderini says, "Oh, it's perfect. You made it come to life." Now, what did Michelangelo achieve there? First of all, he won through his actions, not through argument. That's a story that comes straight out of 48 Laws of Power, Chapter 9, if you haven't read the book. Another thing Michelangelo did is that he allowed himself to save face by not destroying his own sculpture. He maintained a positive relationship with his client, the person who would be paying him and maybe would pay him again in the future if he keeps a positive relationship with this guy. And he allowed his client, Soderini, to save face, even though he knew very little about sculpting and shouldn't have been offering his opinion at all. The guy was a very powerful individual. He allowed him to feel powerful without actually utilizing his quote-unquote knowledge, which wasn't actually knowledge. He achieved all of that at the exact same time, but with the point to what we're talking about in today's episode, what did Michelangelo do to help Soderini understand that Michelangelo knew what he was talking about all along, for posterity's sake, is Michelangelo changed Soderini's perspective. He changed his perspective on what he was looking at, therefore his opinion changed. When his perspective changed, his opinion changed. Did the reality change? Did the fact of the design of that nose change at all? No, Michelangelo did not do anything to the nose. Was the nose being too big or too small or not just right, as Soderini said? Was that indisputably the case? Absolutely not. It was his opinion. But Michelangelo decided smartly not to dispute his opinion, which it definitely was disputable. All he did was change the man's perspective. His reality changed and everything else changed from that point forward, even though nothing actually changed. If I said a lot right there, I want you to use the rewind button. It's right there. It's free. And make sure you caught what I said there before you move on to the rest of this, because I want to tell you how to change perspective. Three things you need to do to change your perspective in life. Therefore, changing your perspective, which is what will change your opinion, and changing your opinion will change what is your reality. Reality is just an opinion. That's all it is. Reality is not a fact. Reality is not indisputable. Reality is not plain to see for anyone with common sense, as people like to sometimes say. Reality is an opinion, which is based on your perspective. How do you change your reality? Number one thing you do, ask yourself this question. If this situation was a great situation, why would it be great? First way to change your perspective, because today's topic is reality is killing you. So this is not about changing the realities that are working for you and helping you in life, okay? These are about the realities that are hurting you. The things that you see as reality that are hurting you. The question is, if this was a great situation, why would it be a great situation? When I was a senior in college and I wasn't on a basketball team my whole senior year, I asked myself this question. Why would this be a great situation? Okay, I can work on my game all year long. Nobody's going to be in the way. I can just practice and get better and develop my jump shot and work on my handle and just be ready to go try out for the pros after this year is up. That was the perspective that I decided to give myself. I could have asked myself a much worse question, like, why is this terrible? I'm not on the team. I got to sit and watch all the games. Nobody's going to get to see me play. There's a whole year that gets wasted. All of those things, I could have had that perspective. I mean, they were all based in some piece of factual information. I could have had that perspective, but I decided to have a different one. Point number two, and this is about how to change your reality. Who has dealt with this situation and created a positive outcome? How did they create that positive outcome? And how can I copy some elements of what they did for my own situation? Now, that right there, the hypothetical question that I just gave you right there in point number two is the essence of what I do. When it comes to the books that I write, this podcast, for the videos that I put out, the articles that I write on my website, is all about me showing you, listen, I've dealt with this situation. I've had these factual pieces of information in my life that were actually what they were. But with this situation, what I did was create a positive outcome from something that many people would have a negative opinion because of their perspective. I decided to choose, keyword, choose a different perspective and create a different outcome. This is how I did it, and here's how you can do it. I mean, that's what I do every single day on this podcast. I'm giving you a different perspective on something that you may have heard of already, maybe something that you have made somewhat of a decision on already, but I appreciate you for being flexible enough in your opinions that you're willing to listen to something that may offer you some new information, which will allow you to change your opinion and save face all at the exact same time. Let me give you that second one again. Who has dealt with this and created a positive outcome? How did they do it, and how can I copy some elements of their actions? Point number three. And today's topic again is reality is killing you. What I'm telling you here is how to change your perspective, because reality is 100% based on your opinion, which is 100% based on your perspective. If you have a different perspective, you have a completely different opinion. Number three, if I had to fix this situation in 24 hours, if I had to fix the situation I'm in within 1 week, if I had to fix it in 30 days or in 6 months or in 1 year, how would I do it? So let's say you got a 1 year plan right now. If you had to achieve that 1 year plan in 30 days, what would you do different? Let's say you got something that you got to get done by next week, but you need to, but what if you had to get it done in 24 hours? What would you do? If you had to find a solution to a situation that you're dealing with and you had to do it within in a timely fashion, how would you do it? If you had to do it in less time than you actually have, how would you achieve that outcome? Now, this is a tough one. This is going to take some personal initiative right here. This is creating a sense of urgency that is not actually, there's that word again, actually in existence. Are you disciplined enough? Are you mentally tough enough? Do you have enough initiative to actually do that and actually do something with it? Let's recap today's topic, which is reality is killing you. We've discussed this word reality many times, understanding that reality is relative. We go through the definitions. I gave you the definition of reality, a state of things that they actually exist. And actually means it exists in fact. And a fact means something that is indisputably the case, which means anything that can be disputed cannot possibly be reality. Opinions can be disputed. They're not reality. But what a lot of people do is a mistake. This is how reality kills you. They allow their opinions, their negative opinions about life and about themselves and about others, to live as reality. And then they live out these quote unquote realities they have when they're not even realities. Point number two, opinions are based on perspective. An opinion is a view or a judgment formed about something which is not necessarily based on fact. Perspective is a particular attitude toward or a way of regarding something. Perspective is a point of view, which means it's not what is that is killing you. It's not the actual facts that are killing you in life. It is not actually reality that is killing you. It is your perspective on what you are seeing, how you are seeing things, that is actually killing you. Because how you see things, you are deciding incorrectly that that's the only way it could possibly be seen. And that is what's actually killing you. How do you change this perspective then? If that's the problem, Dre, how do we change it? Point number one, if this was a great situation, why would it be great? Point number two, who has dealt with this situation and created a positive outcome from it? How did they do it, and how can I copy them? And number three, if you had to fix this situation in 24 hours, 7 days, 30 days, 6 months, 1 year, how would you do it? Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got 4 things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all 4 of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.